This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A new round of negotiations over a long-sought ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas are set to begin Thursday in Doha. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
But Hamas political official Osama Hamdan tells the AP the group will only take part if the talks focus on implementing a ceasefire proposal President Biden laid out in May. At the same time, Hamdan says Israel has not acted in good faith during the talks, and Hamas does not believe the U.S. can or will pressure Israel to seal a deal.
Well, the United States doesn't think Hamas is an honest broker.
State Department spokesman Vedant Patel says the U.S. believes Hamas will attend the talks, while here at the White House,
there's always political posturing.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre suggests Hamas may be bluffing, and all sides should only be focused on ending the war. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan hosted Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas for talks that focus on the war in Gaza. Abbas will speak at a special session of lawmakers Thursday in Ankara. On August 1st, Russia and the West held the largest prisoner exchange since the Cold War, but another U.S. national has been jailed. Karen Chemis from the AP reports.
A U.S.-Russian dual national has been sentenced to 12 years in prison on a treason conviction. U.S.-Russian dual national Ksenia Kavana has been convicted and sentenced to 12 years in a Russian prison for allegedly raising money for the Ukrainian military. Kavana, whom Russian authorities identify by her maiden name of Karolina, was arrested in Yekaterinburg in February. News reports said she pleaded guilty in her closed trial last week. Kavana reportedly obtained U.S. citizenship after marrying an American.
This is VOA News. Hurricane Ernesto dropped torrential rain on Puerto Rico as it strengthened, heading towards Bermuda. AP correspondent Donner Water.
Hurricane Ernesto pounded Puerto Rico on Wednesday, leaving more than 640,000 homes and businesses without electricity and more than 300,000 homes and businesses without water.
Se ha identificado.
Ernesto Morales of the Puerto Rico National Weather Service says they've identified 222 structures that were damaged. Hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Ernesto is headed to Bermuda and is expected to become more powerful.
It is forecast to strengthen and also grow in size as the system moves further north. We're expecting the wind field to get even larger than what it currently is.
And Kelly says the storm is expected to reach Bermuda on Saturday. I'm Donna Water.
The president of Columbia University announced her resignation from the Ivy League school on Wednesday. Reuters' Sarkar Jasny reports.
Columbia University's president, Manoj Shafiq, resigned on Wednesday after months of criticism from both pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian groups over how the university handled campus protests related to the Gaza conflict. She's the third president of a major U.S. university to step down after protests over Gaza. Shafiq said in an announcement that, quote, "It has also been a period of turmoil where it has been difficult to overcome divergent views across our community. This period has taken a considerable toll on my family, as it has for others in our community." She also said stepping down would help Columbia navigate future challenges better, and that she made the announcement early so new leadership could start before the next term begins.
Sagar Jasny from Reuters. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared Mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years, following an outbreak of the viral infection in Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Mpox, which is usually mild, can spread through close contact and in rare cases be fatal. It causes flu-like symptoms and pus-filled lesions on the body. The outbreak in the Congo began with the spread of an endemic strain known as Clade I. But a new variant, Clade IB, appears to spread more easily through routine close contact, including sexual contact. It has spread from the Congo to neighboring countries including Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda, triggering the action from the WHO. Tedros said on Wednesday that the WHO had released $1.5 million in contingency funds and plans to release more in the coming days.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.